family's okay, or, you know, he got out, and then see how that works. Here's the long three-pointer contested by Gold as Nunley misses it badly, and back comes Graydon. Severian to Eichley, now up top to Braden. Brandel's three. This one will go out of bounds. Hanson comes in now. Jackson, the sophomore for Birchwood, as they'll start again here. In the backcourt, a little pressure in the backcourt by the T-Jacks. And what we call a sort of a full court man, but soft pressure in the sense. Let him bring it up, but let him work a little. And there's Swanberg with the three. Just as Coach Lamar was talking about, if these kids start hitting some shots, Kuzikin misses. Graydon with the rebound, can't get the tap back. So Swanberg's three-pointer makes it 33-18 now. Coming up to the six-minute mark of the third quarter, first points of the second half. There's going to be a foul push on Kuzikin. Zachary will pick it up. His first. And the team's first here in the second half. Not many fouls in either game, too, and that's a good sign of knowing how to play defense. Here's the drive, and the foul is going to be on Brandel. So Braden, back-to-back fouls here now for Kuzikin and Braden, two team fouls with just 2 minutes gone here in this third quarter. At the line, Dalton Rogers for two. He made two free throws in the first half. He gets the first one here of two. And a 33-20 scores. He drains them both. T-Jags quickly up court. Gold going to Brandel. Thinks about a three, and back to Geary. Back to Braden out on the wing. He'll drive down inside now, puts up the shot, can't get it. Braden with his own rebound, back to Graydon. Severian, free throw line jumper won't work. Rebound to Braden again, and a hold in there as Brandel on the board. A miniature Jason Duarte, Braden Brandel right there. Skied for both of those. And the foul called, the second, on Nunley, I think, that, or Rogers, rather. And now the foul called on Swanberg, holding Geary Gold there. So here's Gold with it on the inbounds pass. Puts up the three, and Severian trying for it. Eichley also tipped out, and Braden ends up with it. Back to Severian. Three-pointer doesn't go. A rebound to the Warriors as Keith Kramer gets it off to rake. Brandon picked up out there by Kuzikin. Now to Nunley as Gary's got him. Back it comes to Brandon, and Zach stays in front of him. The long shot now for Rogers there, and he misses. As Braden, good defense. Gold with the rebound ahead of the pack to Eichley. Blocked there by Nunley. And they'll go back the other way. Nunley had to Swanberg. First year. Timeout on the floor. So the first 7 points of the half belong to the boys here, the host team. The boys from Birchwood Christian jumping out with 7 straight points here, unanswered right now by the T-Jacks. And it's a 33-22 ball game. Coach Brock says, better call it right now. We still got double-digit lead. Don't want these guys to get back into it too much more. 4:46 on the clock here, third quarter. And we got ourselves a ball game. But this is what we hope to, just as we talked to with Coach Lamar. These are good tests for the boys. Tomorrow's going to be a beauty for both teams again. I thought the girls here at Birchwood did an excellent job testing the rookies too, but rookies just so powerful, so all cylinders working in the way they work their system. The boys same style as they break the press there, and it Gold to Braden Brandle from the high post, right to Eichley for two, and they're on the board here in the second half. There's Swanberg, tries one. Braden with the rebound on the defensive board. Brandle's picked up a couple of key rebounds here in this first moments of the third quarter. As Gold has it with Severian out there to set the high pick. Instead, Gary goes around his man, floats up for a two-pointer as Swanberg didn't see that one coming. Now here is Reich at the other end, uses the glass and gets two. The hard one, though. The defense right there, and this pass off the hands of the T-Jacks. Out of bounds would be Birchwood basketball. 37-24. So out of the timeout, two quick buckets. Got the score back up to 15, now at 13, as here comes Reich again off the glass. This one won't crawl over the rim. And a foul is going to be called in the backcourt on Reich back there, I believe it'll go. Yes, Brandon picks up just his first, I show his second, but must have it on one of the other ones. Third team foul now on Birchwood as Graydon keeps finding a way around every defender. He brings it up court. Three different guys try it. Here's Braden in the lane. Over to Eichley for two. And Eichley with the two-pointer. We'll give Braden an assist on that one. Could have been a shot, but I think a floating pass. There we go. And here's a three-pointer. Good for Nunley. He gets a couple back there. Makes it 39-27. Gary hustles it up court. Now cuts through, gets to the hoop, and he'll have one coming. Gold to the line for the and one. Foul went on Keith Kramer, his second. And Gold to try for the three-point play. He's good. Three for three from the line in the game for Gary, and now at 20 points in the game as well. 42-27, back to a 15-point lead. Here's another three try. Gold right in the face over there as Braden chases down the long rebound. Tips it back to Graydon, tries to control it on the dribble, but the defense right there comes back to Kramer and Rogers down there. Rogers misses an easy one, and Gold will come back for the T-Jacks to Braden. Cross-court pass over to Severian. He's going to drive down inside, tucks the ball. Can't get it off the glass good, and then it's Birchwood back the other way. Gold with good defense on Nunley's drive, and he misses. Braden had the rebound right to Gary. Gary misses outside, but there's Brian Eichley for another two-pointer, and Eichley has eight in the game. Big buckets by Brian on the putbacks. Nobody blocks him out, and Eichley just able to pop that shot in. Gold missed badly, which, unlike him, I mean, that was a decent look, but it just came off the glass right to Brian. He knew exactly what to do. So a 17-point lead now, 44-27, after the Birchwood boys had cut it down to 11 at 33-22. Now it's been an 11-5 run by the T-Jacks. 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. Duarte's not seeing any action here in the second half yet. Richard Christian hitting some shots here in the second half, though, that they weren't hitting in the first half. Got two threes to go. Reich hit a three there at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. But that one, not really in the offensive set like they are in the two that were hit here in the third quarter. Nunley and Reich getting those, or Swanberg. Here's Swanberg, tries another out front there. This one is rebounded by Severian. And now Severian keeps the dribble. Got it back to Gold as Swanberg made a stab at it. Gold's drive just left a little short from behind Eichley near steal as Rogers gets it over to Nunley. just did keep that alive. There's Nunley working into the lane. Now loses a dribble. Kruzakin got a hand on it. And Zach back the other way, drops it in. Kruzakin goes coast to coast with the steal and the two. Zach with two in the ballgame with that one. 46-27. Here's another near steal. Brayden's got it. Brandel, he'll leave it up in the air for two. Brayden with a nice steal there and the effort to get to the hoop. He had gold following the play, too, just in case. As the Warriors' defense didn't get back in time. There's a good cut through. Swanberg, pretty fast to Rogers on a weak side cut. As Kruzakin tries the shot there, Hansen comes away with it. And ahead it goes to Reich. Now on the floor they go, and Kruzakin gets the basketball there. Short timeout on the floor, 48-29. 36 seconds to go, so now that 18-point lead at the half is at 19 after Birchwood had cut it down to 11, but now 48-29. And that's in favor of your T-Jacks. 36 seconds left here in this third quarter. Two team fouls on the T-Jacks. Those were early in the quarter, and then none since. Four team fouls on Birchwood. And Birchwood making their run early and cut it back to 12. Had it at 11 and to 12 a little later after a quick spurt by the T-Jacks. Now it's out to 19. Here's Graydon, gets fed by Kruzakin for two. Graydon, nice move inside. And Severian with 10 in the game now. In the backcourt, Swanberg loses it. Gold gets a piece of it. Severian right there as well. As here's Nunley with it, wants to step back for a three, but Brayden takes it away. On the block goes Rogers, back to Nunley, and he gets that three-pointer just before the buzzer. So Nunley's three brings him back to the 18-point at 50-32. It was 18 at the half. It's 18 at the end of three. You're listening to KVSP coverage of the T-Jacks here at Birchwood Christian. We'll be back with more in 60 seconds.
T-Jacks are keeping their lead nice and healthy, but you never know. This Birchwood Christian team seems like they're trying to mount a comeback. We'll hear from our sponsors and be back for fourth quarter action in just a moment. The King Cove Corporation would like to take this time to encourage all parents and grandparents sit down and read with your children. With school started, evidence does suggest that adults who engage with their kids in this way are providing the path for academic excellence into the future. This message and KSDP is sponsored by the King Cove Corporation, where they are committed to the safety and welfare of all people in the Aleutians East Borough. Coming back for the fourth quarter, Carl Pulliam's in Birchwood right now as the rookies are looking to finish off the Birchwood Warriors. Don't forget, tomorrow at the same time, we'll have Sam Point going up against the same team. But now let's finish things up.
And here we go with the fourth quarter as King Cove has a 50-32 lead. Here's Kruzakin driving to the hole for two. Gets a pass from Severian. Lines up his defender and blows past him on the dribble. Kruzakin, nice bucket to start the fourth, and they go up 20 now, 52-32. Had it down to 11, Birchwood did early. But now it is the T-Jacks taking control here as we start the fourth. And out of bounds goes the ball, Swanberg, so T-Jacks basketball. And here comes Gary Gold. Nobody picks him up. He drops it off to Eichley when Nunley does come over, and Eichley's got another two. Perfect assist on the bounce pass by Gary Gold. And Eichley with 10 in the game now. As here is Rogers with it, tries to get that off. Brayden running the floor. Brandel will let that one go as it was touched last by Rogers. And he wasn't going to catch up with it. Another defender coming across right that was. Here's Eichle again down low as Kruzikin comes into the lane. And Eichle's getting a couple of good passes there, that's for sure. He's had some nice putbacks. And now back-to-back assists. First Gold and then Kruzikin. Gold again flips it down to Eichle. And then double-teamed there this time. Can't get rid of it. And called for a travel. As here comes Birchwood back the other way, trying to get back in this ballgame. A 56-32 lead now. And Birchwood, Swanberg tries it, can't get it. Rebound stays for Birchwood. As now knocked free by Gold. And out of bounds it goes. It'll be T-Jacks basketball. Our score now as we pass the 6 minute mark. There's a miss by Gold in there. And in here, steal it is. Gold comes up with it. Help from Kruzikin. Now, Severian going into the lane, picked off there. By virtue of this, he'll go back the other way. In the corner, there's Wright, picked up out there by Kruzikin. He's really come alive. He had that ankle owie early, and now he's looking good. There's a shot in the outside. Swanberg misses. Rebound, Eichle. Eichle's going to hustle it up court. To Gold. Gold in the lane. Not there. Rebound. Severian doesn't get it. Gold gets it back, though. And Severian, a tough shot in there. Tried to make him give himself some room. A little volleyball thing came out there, and Gold's got it covered. Braden's going to get called for the push. On the inbounds pass there, Brandle his second. Team's third is all, four on Birchwood. 58-32 score. Birchwood has pushed him here in that third quarter, but now the shot's not going to drop as Brandle tries to come away with the rebound. Braden does again. He's had some big rebounds in this second half with Severian. Now to Gold. Three-pointer on the way. Misses. Graydon with the rebound. Hands back to Gold as he sets a spot for him. Now Graydon takes the spot up top of the key. Three-pointer won't drop. Swanberg with the rebound to Rake. Head to Rogers. Baseline shot misses. Gold gets a hand up. Severian comes away with the rebound with help from Brandle. Halfway through this fourth quarter, and T-Jacks pounding away on the Warriors here. Gold goes into the lane, and Gary's got two on the floater. One-hander just nicely done by Gold. He does that so well. Severian the same way. He can do that as well, though he's got those long arms and legs. He gets usually right to the hoop all the time. Gold kind of settles for pushing it off about 6 feet away. And the missed shot there by Birchwood, taken down by the T-Jacks. Severian, that shot was tipped. That pass was tipped by Swanberg. Now here's Graydon with it, drives to the hole and gets the two-pointer. They said Gold can get there. There is Swanberg with it up top. Swanberg sets up. Shot won't drop for him now as Brandle fights Nunley for the rebound, comes away with it. Back to Gary, 2:46 on the clock, 62-32 score. Braden with it. Braden thinks about a drive pass. Nunley goes back to Gary. Shot won't go. Rebound by Severian. Graydon has it out on the wing. It's a screen from Braden. He'll keep the dribble. Now over to Gold on the weak side. He'll play catch up front a little bit. 2:25 on the clock. Graydon goes into the lane, pulls up. No rebound. Got it again. No, again. No. Oh. And even Graydon had to go, you got to be kidding me. I worked so hard for that. And had it off the glass that third time. I thought, that's got to go. And on the line, Birchwood. And in come some substitutions for Birchwood. And Elia Lind will come in also now for the T-Jacks. 62-32 score. As Kuzkin and Lind set up on the side closest to us here. High post will be Severian. Play at this side. As here's Kuzkin, drops a pass down to Lind, puts up the shot, can't get it. Hansen with a hand in the way there too for Birchwood. 90 seconds to go here in this ball game, and T-Jacks have taken the starch out of the Warriors, that's for sure. They had it down to 11 there in the third quarter early, but T-Jacks called a timeout, came right out, scored four quick points. Birchwood cut it back to 12 shortly thereafter, and then it's been all T-Jacks since. Underneath, there's the putback good for Josiah Brisson of Birchwood. Brisson just checked in the ball game, and he's a sophomore. Here's Kuzkin. Three-pointer, good. Gary Gold to Zach as a steal there by Braden. And here's Kuzkin again. Misses this shot, Braden with it. Oh, trying to go inside to Braden. And Brandel had left the area. 65-34. Now comes to Hansen at the high post. Lynn, nice job defensively, but Hansen gets the two. Jackson is first points in the ballgame. Gary Gold walks it up with 21 seconds on the clock. A 65-36 score here. As the T-Jacks wind it down here, 13-10, Lynn. Back to Kuzkin, down to five. Gold with it, just going to dribble it out. And he does. And that's the end of our ball game. 65-36 is going to be the final here. As the T-Jacks just suffocate the Warriors from Birchwood Christian here in this second half, especially the latter part of the third quarter and the fourth. 65-36, the final. We're going to be back with our post-game stats and more here from Anchorage, as we'll set you up for tomorrow's broadcast and keep you informed of what's happening to the kids here. It's the King Cove T-Jacks winning it 65-36 over the Birchwood Christian Warriors back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
All right, we will be back here in just a minute. I'm going to play a word from our sponsors, and thank you for tuning in to KSDP. High school basketball happening up tomorrow, 5 and 6:30 p.m. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Reading. It's a skill we all take for granted, and our friends at the Peter Pan Corporation would like to change that. Studies have shown strong oral language skills are the basis for literacy development in young children. So please, read to your children at a young age. You both will be better for it. This message is sponsored by the Peter Pan Corporation to keep the Aleutians Eastboro educated and thriving.
Well, this one wrapped up by the T-Jacks defensively. They get it done, and just like the rookies do, defense wins ball games. It also creates offense, and boy, some good offense there coming from their fast break as they turn turnovers into buckets. That third quarter was the key for the T-Jacks. As we mentioned, it was Birchwood coming back, cutting the lead down to 11 at 33-22 early in the quarter as they put up 17 points in the quarter, but they put up, they had it at 44-32 also, I think it was. They came up where they got within 12, but they scored no more down the stretch of that third quarter. And while they put up 17 overall in the quarter, it was the T-Jacks that finished off the quarter with about a six-point spurt there to run it back up to 19 going into the fourth, and then just continued the onslaught in the fourth, winning 65-36 and holding Birchwood to 4 points in the fourth quarter. So had 4 points basically in about 10 minutes of the last part of the game is all Birchwood could put up. For the T-Jacks, the end of that quarter with 17 also the third quarter, but then in the fourth quarter came out and jumped right on them. I think it was Brian Eichley getting a two-pointer to start in the fourth quarter. He added two more there. Zach Kuskin hit that three-pointer, and Gary Gold, Graydon Severian all putting in some buckets too to add to that lead for the T-Jacks as they outscored them 15-4 in the fourth. So when I look over the scoring, though, this is a good Birchwood Christian team. They didn't shoot the ball well, but a lot of that due to defense, a good defense by the T-Jacks, obviously, but they could shoot better. You could tell that they were missing shots, but part of it, I think, they exerted a lot of energy to do what they do and did in the third, and then they just didn't have it going into the fourth. This is a good T-Jacks team, no doubt, but they played well. No one really jumping right out. Scoring came in little bunches from several different players. Got 9 points from Brandon Reich, their sophomore there, to lead the way, and then 8 apiece for Nunley and Rogers, with Nunley getting his in the third quarter, 7 for Joel Swanberg, and he's their leading scorer, but he had the 5-point burst there in the third quarter, and that was it. So boys did a good job on the leading score there for them, shutting him down basically. And then for looking at the T-Jacks, everyone scored but Elia Lynn getting in the ballgame there in the fourth quarter, but did not put any points on the board. Still doing a good job out there as he does when he comes in. 2 points from Braden Brandle, and Brandle, the usual defensive gem throughout the game. Then with 7 points, Zach Kuzikin with 8, Jason Duarte. Duarte didn't even play in the second half and was actually at the end of the first half, like he needed to get out of there, and I don't know if it was maybe cramps or something. Something anyway was bothering him, and he got sat down and didn't return. So hopefully it'll be all right for tomorrow down in Seward. Double-figure scoring then for 3 players, and it was Brian Eichley with 12 to match Graydon Severian's 12. And then you double that, and you got Gary Gold leading the way with 24 for Coach Shadow Brock's King Cove T-Jacks as they win it 65-36. Now, tomorrow, we won't have the T-Jacks or the rookies on. We'll have the Eagles, and the Lady Eagles will open it right here at Birchwood again. That'll be at 5 o'clock start tomorrow for Sandpoint. Lady Eagles will take on Birchwood Christian. That's be a good matchup for them. I mean, that's a good Birchwood team. And for Sandpoint, we'll see how they do. They've done well here. Brittany Gardner has led the team well, but shooting a Holmberg, both Holmberg girls, Alexia and and Lindsay as well. So good job by them. Faith Carlson inside, a key to that victory the other day, too, hitting a couple buckets and then an assist for her. So all the girls coming together well this year and on this trip. That'll be tomorrow at 5, and the boys' game to follow at 6:30. And, again, that should be a good matchup for Coach Brandon Smith's crew. And hopefully they're healed up a bit. So it's the rookies winning big, 94-23, I think was the final there, and the T-Jacks pounding out a 65-36 victory over Birchwood Christian as they'll head to